The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but each sound effect has a positive effect on people. Wow. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Please keep in mind, most news, their effect has a negative effect on people. Yep, that's the way it goes. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because we desire to have the effect of helping people get one step closer to the Lord. That's the goal. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. You know, what affects you the most in a positive way? What has the most impact on you? What affects you most in a negative way? What affects you in the downward direction? That's the questions we're asking. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Now listen, in San Diego, it's 11:33 and 55 seconds. In Dallas, it's 1:33 and 58 seconds. If you're in either of these cities and you hear something or you want to share something, you got something going on, it's a prayer request, it's a praise report, let's use the telly. You can do it. I'm confident in you, by the way. All you've got to do is call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now watch this. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how you doing, brother? Hey, listen, when you call and talk to Jammin' Jacob, you know what it's like? I want to say, I'm going to give you a compliment. Talking to you is like, wait, just wait, because this is really good for everybody. Spending time relaxing and chillaxing. There you go. That's your compliment for the day. That'll be $1.50.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I need $1.50 for that, by the way, just to let you know. All right, so here it is. I just want to make sure everybody is on the same page, which is really difficult to do since I bounce a lot, so good luck with that. If you want to call, you can call. If you're in San Diego, hey, that's okay. We love you. I was in San Diego for 5 years, you know, on a different station, but now we're on K-Brite. Let's do it. Let's have together fellowship. Let's have our hearts and our minds united together, trying to honor the Lord in everything that we're doing, saying, thinking, and functioning in. So if you want to call, call 972-445-0770. You want to text, All you got to do is use your phone to text, right? And I don't think you can use the air phone. You have to use an actual phone, not the one that's just sitting in the air. You text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. I'll make this simple because it's not a professional voice, but here we go.
214-210-8483.
There you go. You can also send an email, david@hemusincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D. There's a V in the middle of the word David, D at each end. Very simple. @hemustincrease, based on John 3:30, hemustincrease.org. So you can send an email, you can text, you can call during the show live. It's all good. We also want to send you up to the website because it's fun to do. I do want to remind everybody, it's very helpful, I think, to remind people, this show is not your typical show in any stretch of the imagination. If you hear something and you don't agree with it, cool. Okay? What you want and what you're looking for is things that you hear that can help you draw closer to the Lord. Those are the things you hold on to, you grab, you seize them, you let them nurture in your system. And here's the reason why. People are like, why do you think that it's possible for people to disagree with different people on the radio? Well, first of all, we're people. So I don't know about if you know this, but if you go into an ice cream shop, it is amazing how everybody does not get the exact same flavor. Sorry. You want to know why there's different cars and different colors? There you go. Okay. So that's part of it. The other part of this is for you to understand. As smart and wise as you are, 15 years ago, if you looked at yourself, you'd smack yourself in the head. So, I mean, just like, come on, you grow, you develop. And as you're doing that, we encourage you to do that, to draw closer to the Lord. Now, on the website that we're going to send you to is praise forms and prayer request forms. They're not really big forms. They're like four little things you fill out. Your name, whether you want it public or not, what's going on. That's all it really is. Also, there is access to our, it's a pretty decent size podcast library. It's not shabby. There's over 10,000 teachings in there. So there's a lot of stuff to check out if you want to. Plus, there's also fun stuff on the website because that's my nature. That's how I grew up, and that's what the Lord made me, and I love what he made me, and I love being who I am in him, as long as I'm in him. That's the key. The other thing we ask people to do is participate in our finances and helping us move this program forward. We're in Dallas, and we're in San Diego. Here's a very simple response to you. That ain't cheap. I can't say it any other way. Taint cheap, folks. So if you want to help participate with this, awesome sauce. If you don't worry about it. But if you do, we're not going to give you anything special. We're not even a donut, not even a cookie. You just get a receipt at the end of the year because we're a tax-deductible organization. We are a nonprofit organization. Here's what we're going to encourage you in. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Please, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter where you give. Don't give God leftovers. Okay? He didn't give you leftovers. You don't give him leftovers. That's not cool. Okay? If he gave you leftovers, you would know. But he doesn't. He always gives you the best. So keep that in mind. Check it all out on our website, HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That was exactly in my dream last night. I don't know which part of the dream. I don't know if it was in the early part of the night or the late part of the night, but something right along those lines. Hey, don't forget to be praying for everybody in the audience, people that you hear, voices that you hear, names that get shared about on the radio show. Because why? Because we're called to love one another, to care for one another, to take care of one another. And these are brothers and sisters in two different cities, all together at the same time, which is kind of cool. We like that stuff. So don't forget to be praying for one another, okay? Let's get right into our text. It is a fascinating text because we are in 2 Corinthians and we are starting in chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Here we go. Get ready. Okay. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Here's what Paul writes. Now, by the mildness and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am humble when face to face with you, but bold when away. I beg you that when I come, I may not need to be as bold as I expect towards those who presume that we live according to the flesh. Fascinating. Paul is writing the church of Corinth. Here he's at this point now where he's telling them, look, I'm trying to tell you ahead of time what's going on, and I'm trying to tell you what's going to happen, and I'm kind of laying the groundwork. But I want you to catch something that Paul says in different translations. It's really close, but it's really right on the target as to what he's saying. He talks about the mildness and the gentleness of Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus didn't have the moments where he cleared out the temple, because Jesus cleared out the temple. And for everybody who's a pacifist, that doesn't work in your world. Okay? Too bad. I mean, Jesus took a whip, drove out the animals, overturned the tables. I don't know if you ever went to dinner somewhere, but if somebody goes in there and is pushing everybody out and flipping tables right in front of you, probably not a very pacifistic action. That's, I'm just saying. Okay? Then he says, look, in the mildness and the gentleness of Christ. Here's the key in that text. Being mild and gentle does not mean being weak. For some reason, people think mild is like milquetoast. No, it's not. Mild is controlling one's emotional state so as to be able to be soft as well as hard. In other words, you have to be a controlled person. And I know it's crazy, but I'm pretty sure that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control. So if the Holy Spirit is active in your life, you have the capacity for, self-control, which means, guess what? You can control yourself because the Holy Spirit enables you to take control of yourself. You catching that drift right there? So sometimes it is appropriate for us to be firm, but there are other times where it is appropriate to be soft and merciful and kind and compassionate and not try to overwhelm people. I think people get stuck in, I've always got to be tough about it. Well, even in the scripture in Jude, it says that some save by fear, others by compassion. So some people you go to, it's like, hey, there's fire and brimstone coming your way. You better change it. But there's other people that you say, hey, somebody loves you more than you could ever know. You see that difference between those two? So Paul says, look, let's be aware of this. Mild is a characteristic of Jesus Christ. Gentleness is a characteristic of Jesus Christ. And by the way, gentleness is also a fruit of the Holy Spirit. I just thought I'd point that out just for the fun of it. And then he says this in verse 2, I beg you that when I come, I may not need to be as bold as I expect. Now, I don't know what planet most of us have grown up on. Hopefully it's Earth. But in a certain sense, Paul is warning the church at Corinth that he doesn't want to have to be bold when he sees people face to face. It's an excellent way of saying this. Please get this right, because when I see you, it won't be happy times, especially those who are walking contrary. He's telling them ahead of time, please get this right. Please get this right, because when I get there, it ain't going to be the pleasant thing you think it's going to be. It's going to be a visit of which you are going to remember. So he's telling them ahead of time, please don't do that. Please get it together. Pull it together before I get there. I really don't want to have to come in there and go, rawr. Get it? All right. Let's go to our trivia question. Here we go right off the bat. Very straightforward. It is a very specific numerical answer. How long was Jesus on the cross? Yes, it is a very specific answer. You should be knowing this through the Gospel of Mark, I would say, because that's probably your best bet. But how long was Jesus on the cross? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. So if you're in San Diego or if you're in Dallas and you know the answer, how long was Jesus on the cross? I will give you one little hint. Is that fair? Just one little hint, because some people are like going, I have no idea. Right? That's what's going on right now. All right. It is one of these three. 4, 6, or 8 hours on the cross. 4, 6, or 8 hours on the cross. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, as well as send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. It does look like we have a caller. I'm going to give him a couple seconds, because sometimes people call and they say hi to Jacob, and I want them to, because that's how you get to know people, and that's how he gets to know you guys. So this is what we call in the radio world, radio stall. Swanee River. Okay, stuff like that. All right, anyway, so we're going to get back to this teaching after this trivia question is answered. I do want to remind you tomorrow, because we did finish, tomorrow we are going to start the book of James in the follow-up after Hebrews, just to let you know. Okay, anything else on that call? Nope, negative, yes?
What? Yeah, I answered, and then it went to just the ringer, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, call back. If you called, then call back, and we'll give it another shot. The question is going to stand. That's part of the phone system. We have a very advanced phone system here. Remember Fred Flintstone? That's our phone system. Ha! Let's see if you got one of those where the bird takes the message. Anyway, if you think you know the answer to the question, how long was Jesus on the cross? Was it 4, 6, or 8 hours? Call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemusincrease.org. Back to the text we go. Oh, boy. Get ready. Verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 10. We're running right now into the incredible portion of understanding warfare. Spiritual warfare. Now remember, Paul had just finished saying, who presume that we live according to the flesh. He's telling people, we don't live according to the flesh, we live according to the Spirit. And now he's getting ready to launch into how this is going to go for how we should approach things. So I'm going to give Jacob another chance to see if this person comes through. And if they come through, we'll give them a chance. And if not, we'll just do the teaching and I'll do the triv at the end. Looks like we do have, a thumbs up? Do we have a, yep, we got it ready. Send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, brother, this is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. Oh, no, did you just hang up? Are you there?
Yeah, no.
I gotcha. I hear you. How are you, brother?
I'm fine. Everything's okie-dokie.
Okay, everything's okie-dokie. That's a great answer, brother.
Sorry to cut that off. I hit the button while driving, so I'm doing too many things at once.
Yeah.
For an old man. Anyway, sorry about that.
No worries, brother. You know I love it when you call in, and I'm just blessed to have you call in. Let's do the trivia question, then you give us an update on how you're doing, okay?
Okey-doke.
All right, here we go. I just want to ask you this, and I think you'll have the answer straightforward. How many hours was Jesus on the cross? 4, 6, or 8 hours?
I'm thinking 6.
That is correct, Amundo, sir! It is 6!
And 3.
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. And what's amazing about that is if all you got to do is read the Gospel of Mark and you get all the hours kind of – the timing is really kind of very, very clear at the end of the Gospel of Mark. That's the place to get it because it's the most accurate on that because it gives you specific times. How you doing, man? How are you?
You know, I'm blessed. I'm always blessed because just like yesterday I went to Walmart and in a row, plenty of Walmart. I drove up and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I just give me a cart in a parking place and I'll be real happy. And, you know, just as I pulled in there, there's a cart sitting way out of where it doesn't belong. And so I pulled over and parked right next to it and went in and got stuff. I have them twice in a row.
Wow.
So God's good to me. Yeah, he's good to me.
I need you hanging out with me when I'm driving, man. Lord, let me get close. And then I'm in, like, the next parking lot. That's how it is for me. What a blessing, brother.
I hope he's been good to you. So.
All right, brother. Well, we love you.
Sorry about Easton. You know, I think about Easton and try to pray for the boy. God, it's such a delicate, heartbreaking situation. Him and other kids. I mean, it's a terrible world we live in. We just held Easton up, for everything that God will allow him to have in this life so that he won't burden his parents and you and me and everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, so ask in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, brother, I not only receive that, I thank you for that. My daughter thanks you for that. She appreciates the fact that you carry that burden with her. So I just want you to know that.
All right, brother.
All right, brother. God bless you. You have a fantastic rest of the day. You be safe while you're driving, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
all right.
your guys. Thank you.
All right.
Welcome, Jake.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
There you go. There you go. Getting used to the people already, aren't you? All right. Thank you, bro. All right. Excellent job by Ace. He always does an excellent job, and because he's, you know, phenomenal guy. So that's easy to do. He's on the cross 6 hours. So for those that are thinking, wow. It's a long time, people. A long time. All right, let's get back into the text. I don't want you to miss this. We're in verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 10. And this is what the Apostle Paul says through the verbal plenary process of the Holy Spirit. For though we live in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not the weapons of the world. Instead, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So I want to talk about something first, and if we have time, we'll see if we can get to the rest of it. But I just want you to totally catch this, okay? This is a classic portion of Scripture. We've taught it many times. Every Bible-believing born-again Christian should know we live in the flesh, but we do not wage war according to the flesh. In this moment of the text, he's not talking about the old man. He's talking about the natural man. So when you ever read in your Bible and it says flesh, you got to distinguish between the natural man and the old man. He's talking about the natural man, and he says the weapons of our warfare. It's not talking about you know, flesh weapons. It's talking about natural weapons like knives and guns and bombs and all the things that people use for spiritual warfare. Guess what? We're not in that kind of war. And we can yell and, you know, scream all you want. Nobody's talking about joining the army. Nobody's saying anything bad, good, or indifferent about it, although obviously the Lord blesses armies, so that's just really absurd. But in spiritual warfare, our weapons are, in fact, spiritual. Well, what do you mean? What kind of spiritual weapon? Have you read Ephesians 6? Have you read about the armor of the Lord? Have you read about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is a sword? That's the symbol that God wants you to see. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. When you got something coming on and it's a lie which Satan throws at you all the time, what are you supposed to use to chop it to pieces? The sword of the Spirit or the word of God. Why do you use that? Because the truth, Jesus said, sanctify them in thy truth, thy word is truth. The word of God is true. God knows how to write a book. It's just the absurdity of that argument. It's just so far past me that people can't understand that he can create the universe, he can write a book. And his book is true. And what you use is the truth in that book to chop up the lies of Satan. Well, what kind of lies does he throw at you? Every one of them that tries to diminish you from understanding that you're a child of the Most High God. Every one of those lies you chop up with the sword of the Spirit. And what's more amazing about this, and I'm not even going to be able to get into it, but what's more amazing is you have to understand this one element. What Paul says is this: the weapons, instead we have divine power, right, to demolish strongholds. So you know he's talking about strongholds that are lies in our lives that take place and build in our lives, and we've got to kind of chop them down. But what I want you to pick up on is this. Listen to this. We're in spiritual warfare equipped with weapons from God. Now just, I love the United States. Let's not be weird about it. Great country. Fast, unbelievable country. Unbelievable. Greatest country in the world ever? I don't know. Israel, they had rocks. Or silver was like rocks. That's pretty good. It's not shabby. But let's just talk about it this way. Awesome country. Unbelievable military. Phenomenal. But not as well equipped as God's armory. Okay, that's not hard. Well, guess what? He gave you some of the weapons from his armory. Oh, wait. And then he says this. This is the most excellent thing if you follow this. The weapons that we have from God absolutely destroy. They demolish Think about that. Just keep this in mind. The weapons that we have from God demolish. They absolutely destroy anything in its path. That's the kind of weapons that we have from the Lord. The sword of the Spirit. We have the helmet of salvation, the hope of salvation, protecting our minds so that when Satan comes after what's going on in our brain, we always go back to, in the face of eternity, I just don't care. It's like, what? These are the powerful elements that God has given us, the breastplate of righteousness. So if anything gets past us, it's the righteousness of Jesus that protects us. Hallelujah. How great is that? That's awesome. That's the kind of weapons we have. That's the kind of warfare we're in. And God is not going to put you in that warfare and leave you unequipped. He's not only going to give you weapons, he's giving you weapons that demolish. Oh, my. I have to like that. Thank you. Now, we're going to exit in a second. So if you're in San Diego and you want to keep listening, you go to hemustincrease.org, click on the live, listen live button, or you can use KAAM's app. It's free. Additionally, if you're in Texas, we're going to keep going with our next set of teachings. So you just got to hang on. It's going to get pretty bizarre on some of it. Take our break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad. A couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story. But it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hands. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really. Drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope. Federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave.
I got nothing to say. There's no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.